as you can tell, I'm not from Hull. I apologise for that. The first song I'm going to sing is called What Shall I Sing? Sing, sing, what shall I sing? This heart has turned into a pudding string. Ooh. Cry, no more to be done. Though the sea has been emptied and a journey begun. What they say, though the sea has been emptied and I've been carried away. Cry no more to be done, though pain has undone me. Pain has undone me. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Do you know, I've been coming up and down to Hull since last October, and I was really fortunate that I was part of a band that took part in Hull Freedom Festival, so I know just how friendly and enthusiastic you are for music, and I'm just really delighted and honoured to be one of the composers in residence as part of the New Music Biennial. So by which time, my accent might have slightly modified. so it's been a great pleasure to perform to you. my last song is called What's Up, Doc, which makes absolutely no sense at all. So I'm really hoping there's no words running across. Sometimes it gets so lonely that I eat the television. Sometimes it gets so lazy that I eat the television. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say it? Sometimes it gets so cold that I hug the television. Sometimes it gets so crazy that I hug the television. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say it? Tears fall in my soup, dance around the room to the tune that's in the news. Everyone sings, everyone is smiling, the colors on the screen confound my misery. Sometimes it gets so weary that I drink the television. Sometimes it gets so churlish that I drain the television. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say it? Tears fall in my soup, dance around the room to the tune that's in the news. Everyone sings, everyone is smiling, colors on the screen confirm my misery. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say it? What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say it? Sometimes it gets so lonely that I eat the television. Sometimes it gets so crazy that I drain the television. What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say? What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say? What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Is it the words you say or the way you say it? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Fantastic, and thanks very much to Errolyn Wallen. I had the most amazing pleasure of working with Errolyn on the opening ceremony of the Paralympic Games, and you can see her more of her work later on in the year because she's one of the 10 composers making new pieces of work for Hull, which are going to be performed right through the city as part of the PRS New Music Biennial.
And you have just been watching our tribute to Hull's amazing trailblazers. And let me tell you a bit about why we thought it was important to recognise all of these women. One of the things that can contribute towards women and girls not achieving their potential is a lack of role models, a lack of other women to inspire them. And that's not because those role models don't exist. We know that they do in our own everyday lives. It's because history has largely ignored them or written them out. And so we thought it was time to right that wrong. And that's what the whole Trailblazers are all about, uncovering dozens of women who are pioneers, women who dared to challenge the status quo and do things differently. And I'm delighted to say that some of these incredible women are here tonight. So please stand up, our Trailblazers. Jean Bishop, Barbara Buttrick.
Look at that. Where is she?
The fantastic Barbara Buttrick.
Barbara, where are you? Barbara Buttrick. There you are, Barbara Buttrick.
Yvonne Blenkinsop.
The fabulous Nancy Birtwistle.
Karen Briggs.
Diana Johnson, MP.
Somewhere. And Alison White.
And finally, the fantastic Val Wood. I'd also like to take a moment to remember a trailblazer who we lost this week. Mary Dinez fought for amazing. Mary's daughter is here with us this evening, so Mary Dinez fought for trawler safety in the 1960s alongside Yvonne Blenkinsop, Lillian Bilocca, and Christine Jensen. Between them, these women saved the lives of countless trawler men. We recognise the achievement and the difference made by them and all of our trailblazers. So let's move on, and I'm delighted to welcome to the stage Councillor Mary Glue and Lord John Prescott to the stage to talk about the plans to honour another one of the whole Trailblazers. Yes, John Prescott is a feminist. He's not wearing the church t-shirt, but to talk about another one of the whole Trailblazers you've just seen, the wonderful, talented, and a great untold story of this city, the musician Ethel Leginska. Welcome, Councillor Glue and Lord John Prescott.
Thanks, Martin. Now, if you've never heard of Ethel Lijinska, you're not alone. She might have conducted the most famous orchestras in the world, as she did, but you know, she wasn't known in her home city of Hull. Ethel was born in Hull in 1886. Now, not only was she born in Hull, but she was born in Sutton Village, which I've lived in for nearly 50 years. And you know, I pride myself on knowing the history of Hull and the history of Sutton, but I never heard her name mentioned at all. It's all too often. So the time has come to finally give Ethel the civic and official recognition that she deserves. And not just Ethel, but other women too. Hull City Council has agreed to honor some of the city's trailblazers, not with a blue plaque, which is the normal one, isn't it? With a cream plaque, like our cream telephone boxes. It's all the idea of Councillor Mary Glue. And I'm going to hand over to Mary and to tell you a bit more about what's going to happen. Mary.
Thank you. I felt honoured to take up the office of the Lord Mayor of Kingston-upon-Hull in 2014, the centenary year of the Lord Mayor. Being part of an enlightened council and the 14th woman in the century to be made the Lord Mayor of this great city, I took over as the first citizen from a woman and handed over the chains of office the next year to another woman. The centenary plaques emanated from the stories that were told to me during that year of the pioneering people from this city. In order to mark the centenary year and to tell all those stories, those untold stories that need to be told, I created, along with the centenary plaque panel, a program of 100 plaques to honor the people of our city that have made a difference to people's lives all over the world. It's fitting, therefore, that Ethel joins the many inspirational men and women as part of the plaque program today. Today we honor Ethel Lijinska. I introduced David Osgoby, our centenary poet, to read a sonnet about Ethel.
Good evening. I've got the hardest job of all. I've got to compress the life of Ethel Lijinska into 14 lines. And here goes. There's a foreign word in it. It's called con brio, means with spirit. I think it sums her up very well. Ethel Liggins, prodigy, protege. Lijinska, genius, feminist, star. Enchanter of hearts, legend of her day, pioneer of the women's orchestra. Performer, composer, conductor, and muse in the pantheon of eternal greats. She fought for women to receive their dues, one who strove ceaselessly against the fates. A woman without equal in her time, her legacy can still be heard today. Berlin, Vienna, New York, swift her climb. Listen to Lijinska, piano forte. But how did she get to Carnegie Hall? Genius, practice, con brio. That's all. Thank you.
So we're delighted to give you all a viewing of the plaque presentation tonight for Ethel. Ethel Lijinska. an absolutely wonderful thing for a city to do. I think that's really inspiring. It makes me kind of hope that maybe you have a famous dentist and then there could be a special dental plaque. But that's, it could never, could happen. Dentists are good. So it is fantastic to hear that women like Ethel Laginska are going to be officially recognised. And if you want to find out more about Ethel and her music, you can do that as part of the WOW Festival, thanks to the dedicated work of one man, Dr. Lee Tsang from Hull University. As well as an exhibition about her life, there's a concert actually featuring Ethel's own playing. Some of her piano roles have been digitised, and Dr. Tsang will also be singing while Graziana Prasicci performs some of Ethel's piano compositions, con brio. But from classical music, we turn now to revolution. And Ethel Laginska was a revolutionary of her time, so there's a link. I want to introduce my fellow Women's Hour panellists from this morning, the fantastic Alina Azadeh. Who has done the exciting, the pillars as you came in, they're all twined and twirled. That was her work today. She's running the Revolutionary Makers Project, and I will let Alina explain.
Hello, Hal, amazing people. I'm really so happy to be here. I'm honoured to be leading the Revolutionary Makers Project. I've been assisted by Hull-based artist makers Prue Todd, Jess Allen, and Liz Dees, who've been amazing, and literally hundreds of people throughout the city who've been making the work that you see here. We're currently up to about 700 pieces. This is a project that could only have begun in Hull, birthplace of resilient, rule-breaking, boundary-pushing, humane, and socially conscious female activists, creative and change makers, as we know. People across Hull have been working on this project for only 6 weeks in public and closed workshops, schools, cafes, universities, community centres, at home on their own or with family, friends, new acquaintances with a shared purpose. And its fruits are here, as you see, before you, the wearable craftivist pieces on these pillars. There's also sash wrapped around the front columns of City Hall as well. And they're going to continue to grow in number because over the course of the weekend we're running workshops, which anyone can join in, and then we're going to be giving everything away on Sunday afternoon. The seed of this project was inspired by another revolutionary from Hull, Shirley Craven of the Hull Traders during the 1960s, amazing groundbreaking textile designer, and also into my own excitement and research around craftivism, that is craft activism. So that's using craft for social and political purposes, peaceful purposes. And I chose craftivism because, quote, the creation of things by hand leads to a better understanding of democracy and therefore equality, because it reminds us that we do have power. That's a quote from Betsy Greer, who recently coined the term a few years ago, craftivism. So there's a whole spectrum of words, phrases, quotes, provocations on the work here. They've been carefully chosen and finely embedded into each piece. So do take some time tonight or over the weekend. You can contribute as you, if you wish, through the workshops. If you've already made a piece, you can make more. If your hands are itching to make another piece, or something comes up during the weekend, you thought, I want to make a piece about that. And, you know, if you've never touched a needle in your life, don't worry, because we can show you how. Saturday afternoon, tomorrow, there's an open forum. I'll be one of the speakers inviting people who've been to talk about, you know, the impact of making in this way and what it does to help us think about and engage with equality and social change. So please come and be part of a discussion. I'd love to have you there. And so finally, find something that speaks to you, because between 3:30 and 4 on Sunday, you'll have a chance to unpin a piece, take it away as a gift, and please wear it as often as you can, and become an ambassador for its cause, the spirit or the message around gender equality in this amazing city. Thank you very much.
Alina Azadeh. So, Sam Fox, I think it's gone quite well.
I think we've pulled it off, Mick.
Yes, we have. We are the new Sam Fox and Mick Fleetwood. The word legendary has not been used about us this evening. So
That's probably a good thing.
Okay, yes. Right. Well, listen, it's time to get on our finale act. We very much hope that you've enjoyed this opening night of the first ever Women of the World Festival in Hull. As I say, if you've been inspired to join us for the rest of the weekend, get a weekend wristband and come and try out some stuff. And right here in City Hall on Sunday night, a special gala showing of the new film by Gurinder Chadha, the Viceroy's House, introduced by the director herself. It's going to be a great night.
There are so many fantastic things. A quick plug for me, I'll be popping back on Sunday, chairing a body image panel with Gemma Kearney is on that panel, the Radio 1 DJ, lots of other great women. And then I'm doing my Radio 4 comedy show that in fact I'm recording tomorrow and then doing as a preview for you on Sunday afternoon. It's kind of all about my struggles with body image. You know, it's difficult for women. I've been told that I am big boned, that I eat too much, and I'd look a lot better if I lost 10 pounds. That was all the midwife who delivered me. it's a big thing. But there are many other fantastic things, and it's certainly been wonderful for me to get a privileged preview of some of the things that are coming up. We will end this launch evening, this launch event, with four more special women: Tanya Davis, EOS Council, Elspeth Hansen, and Hull's very own Geirgy Westerhoff. Please welcome the fantastic string quartet known as Bond.